Please listen carefully.
Hello world, welcome to the Optimus Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Amelia Buckley, filling in for Summers McKay, who had to run off to another meeting this morning.
She wasn't paying attention to the time and we all lost track. We were chatting too much this morning. But anyway, Amelia, Summers, and I are all part of the team behind the Optimus Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
6 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, cooking-from-home worthy podcast. Today is Friday, May 8th, 2020.
And Amelia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. We've had a couple tech snags with our podcast, but Christy and I are getting it together and we're excited to share today's stories with you guys.
And did you say you were going away for the weekend?
I am. I'm going camping this weekend. Luckily, Los Padres National Forest is one of the outdoor areas that is open near me right now, so I'm going to take a little weekend getaway and do some backpacking.
Socially separated, by the way?
Yes. My roommate and I that live together are going to run off to the woods for a while.
Okay, great. Who's going to take care of your sourdough starter?
You know, I'm going to leave her unattended in the fridge for a couple days. I think she'll be okay.
Well, here's today's top solutions. The first one comes from our art section. I love this. You got to go to look at the website to actually get the full impact of this image. But new Banksy artwork pays tribute to healthcare workers. He may be best known for his comic and subversive street art, but Banksy has been working within the constraints of lockdown to produce a more intimate piece paying tribute to the National Health Service, or NHS, workers in the UK. The elusive artist has created a piece called Game Changer that has gone on display, nicely framed, in a corridor at a hospital in Southampton, England. The largely monochrome painting, which is 1 square meter, shows a young boy playing with a superhero nurse toy, while figures of Batman and Spider-Man lay discarded in a bin. The toy nurse, wearing a face mask and a white apron featuring a Red Cross, has her arm raised as if she is flying, with a cape fluttering behind her. Banksy left a note for hospital workers saying, quotes, "Thanks for all you're doing. I hope this brightens the place up a bit, even if it's only black and white." After lockdown measures are lifted, the piece will be put on public display. It will then be auctioned to raise money for NHS charities, a spokeswoman for Banksy confirmed. Amelia, I just love this story because to me it underscores the importance of art in bringing us together as a cohesive society and both informing and communicating the key things as well as lightening the mood. This is just a very touching piece.
I enjoyed the other piece that Banksy shared also. It was a little more comedic rather than inspirational. He shared a picture of rats that he had drawn in his bathroom and was pointing out how rats were living in quarantine too, which we thought was funny here at the Optimus Daily. We have a coworker who is quarantining with his pet rats, so we shared that one on our Slack channel.
That was pretty funny. We talk about rats all the time here.
We do. We like to share about our pets on our morning call. Our next story is from the health section of the Optimus Daily. A llama in Belgium brought us one step closer to neutralizing COVID-19. While llamas are proving to be a funny addition to your Zoom call, it seems these creatures might wind up playing a bigger role in the coronavirus pandemic than we thought. According to a peer-reviewed study, llama blood might hold the key to unlocking new treatments for COVID-19. The study details how special antibodies within llama blood can be joined together to create a new antibody with the capacity to bind the spike protein the coronavirus uses to infect cells. By binding onto the spike protein, the antibody can prevent the coronavirus, known as SARS-CoV-2, from infecting other cells in culture. This was discovered, in part, thanks to the efforts of a 4-year-old Belgian llama named Winter. In 2016, Winter helped scientists to study the coronaviruses, which caused SARS and MERS, by receiving injections of active spike proteins over the course of weeks. As a result, scientists were able to identify antibodies that gravitated towards these spike proteins and isolate the ones that showed promise in neutralizing the virus. 4 years on, Winter is thriving, and that early work means we're one step closer to neutralizing COVID-19. Regardless of the study's early successes and Winter the llama's positive demeanor, this doesn't mean the antibodies are immediately viable as a preventative or cure. The team from the University of Texas in Austin are now setting their sights on preclinical studies in animals such as hamsters or non-human primates, with an eventual goal of developing a treatment for humans. I think this is great. I have been seeing all these different innovative studies that are starting to address how we can develop cures and treatments and vaccines for coronavirus. I particularly loved this one coming from llamas because because llamas are my mom's favorite animal. So with Mother's Day coming up, I enjoyed reading this story.
Perfect. We're going to have to share this with her. Send her a link to this story if she's not already on the Optimist Daily, which she ought to be anyway.
She loves it for all of the gardening stories, which I think we have one for you today.
Yes, that's our next one. From the lifestyle section on the Optimist Daily, this is definitely one that I'm going to pay attention to because I have the shadiest backyard ever. My cilantro is not doing that great. But with this garden capsule, perhaps I can change that. The headline is Garden Capsule Lets You Grow Your Own Food on Your Kitchen Counter. There's never been a better time to grow your own herbs and veggies at home, but limited space is a common issue, as is light, especially in urban areas. Enter RotoFarm, a compact indoor garden suitable for the kitchen counter that's designed to provide you with fresh food in an eco-friendly way. You know, we wrote about a microgreen kitchen garden device last May, so May must be the month for kitchen farming. If you want to see links to both of these devices, go to the website, to theoptimistdaily.com, and look for this story. This indoor garden, the RotoFarm, works using hydroponic and an innovative lighting system that allows plants to grow without any soil. Removing the soil from the equation makes every step in the process easier, plus it significantly reduces the amount of water required for plant growth. Additionally, the indoor garden requires minimal effort to use. The system is completely automated and can even be controlled by an app on your phone. The only thing the user needs to do is to pop in the seed pods, mix the nutrient base with water, and pour the nutrients into the reservoir at the base of the RotoFarm. The circular design makes efficient use of space, and the entire growing area rotates around a central light for consistent and controlled lighting. In addition to giving each plant an equal share of light, the rotation creates a zero gravity system, which allows plants to grow faster than those in a traditional flatbed. While the actual process may not be as satisfying as getting your hands dirty in the garden, the mini farm is still a good way to get some home source greens into your cooking. It's certainly something that would be good for me since I have a very shady backyard.
And I think this would be great also for people who live in apartments or areas where they don't have an outdoor garden to grow food in. It still gives them the opportunity to participate in growing some of their own produce.
Absolutely. Got to get your greens.
Well, speaking of greens, another way to stay healthy is getting that daily walk in. So today we have another story for you from the health section of the Optimist Daily. Three ways to get the most benefits out of your daily walk. Has walking become your new workout? Since fitness facilities are closed, we need to get a little more creative with how to stay physically active during stay-at-home orders. For many, walking has become a new escape and even a main form of exercise. I know that's the case for me. If that's the case for you, there are simple things you can do to boost the benefits of walking. Here are just three of them. The first is to fix your form. Just because walking has been a part of your life since you were a toddler doesn't mean you're performing the movement correctly for maximum benefit. There are a number of structural deviations that can occur while walking, such as an overly tilted torso, rounded shoulders, or a subpar stride. Here are the top checkpoints to keep in mind for good form. The first is that when stepping, you should roll from heel to toe and make sure to pump your arms for momentum rather than leaving your hands in your pocket. The speed of your arms will influence how fast you move your feet. Next is to focus your gaze towards the horizon to prevent from hunching forward. I know that I personally am guilty of this. I often find myself hunching over when I'm walking. Looking ahead at something out in front of you rather than down at your feet is a great way to correct your posture. Next is to stick with a shorter stride. This will help decrease impact on your joints. And maintain alignment of your upper body with your ears over your collarbone and your shoulder over your hip. The next tip is to add intervals, so switch up your walking routine a bit. Variations in speed and incline are an easy way to not only spice up your step, but also increase your heart strength and lung endurance. Try alternating walking at an easy pace with 1 minute bursts of jogging, or find a local trail in which you can amp up your elevation and fine tune your balance. These minor tweaks in your time spent trekking can amp up your caloric expenditure, muscle definition, and balance, and ward off any boredom that might come from the same old walking routine. I definitely agree with this. I've been taking my normal loop and walking it backwards just to get a little bit of change of scenery.
You mean you walk backwards?
You know, on rare occasions. Okay. If I'm feeling really bored.
Hey, that's good. It sort of tweaks your steps and, you know, you probably have some new muscles that are growing.
Maybe it's getting my calves an extra workout. All right, our last tip is to mix in a new move. Your neighborhood can be the ultimate workout space. You just need to know where to look. You can transform a curve into a stepper or a ledge into a place to perform an incline push-up. By breaking up your walk with strength training moves, you're stimulating and encouraging your body to grow in new ways. Maybe this afternoon, while you're listening to this podcast as you're walking around, take some of these tips and switch up your daily walk.
Do some squats, step up and down on a stair. and lift your arms above your head and maybe spin too.
Do a little dancing.
Some dancing. Good idea. Put on some music and dance when you're out there walking. I love it. I'll try that when I'm walking Tucker, who's my dog, every day. He likes to stop and smell things all the time, but you know, maybe if I jog, he'll start jogging with me. That'll be a better way of getting both of us to get some extra exercise.
Get a little just less distracted.
Yeah. Well, in our final story today, this is from the science section. I had a tough time choosing which story to end with, but I did go for this one from Mars. From the science section on the Optimist Daily, new sedimentary evidence shows large rivers once flowed on Mars. The potential presence of water on Mars has fascinated scientists, citizens, and science fiction writers and readers and just stargazers ever since we first began exploring the planet's surface and even before that. Now researchers have discovered new evidence that rivers once flowed on the red planet's surface. In a study published in the journal Nature Communications, researchers outlined how they used high-resolution imagery from the high-rise camera onboard NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter to discover sediment deposits about 200 meters, that's 656 feet, high on the planet's surface. These deposits, which are twice as high as the White Cliffs of Dover and 1.5 kilometers wide, indicate that large volumes of water once flowed on Mars, probably billions of years ago. Lead author Francesco Salisi from the Utrecht University of the Netherlands explains that while we do not have the ability to physically climb and analyze these deposits, their striking resemblance to sedimentary rocks on Earth suggests that these rivers flowed for thousands of years. On Earth, geologists study sedimentary rocks for insights into the composition of the planet millions of years ago. The presence of similar deposits on Mars offers exciting potential to discover more about the history of the red planet, and perhaps it'll give us some insight into Earth and how our planet evolved as well. You know, I just love space, Amelia, so I just had to choose this story for the end of today's podcast.
That's true. If Christy had the option to work from home from anywhere, it would be from outer space, but I don't know how good the Wi-Fi is out there.
I don't think it's very good, and plus, I'd probably get really homesick, which was the other story I was debating about reading for this final one on today's podcast. So thank you everybody for listening today to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive solutions-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and to offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com and for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. And be a part of solution-changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. And this weekend, we have a great view coming out you get access to if you're an emissary on our site. It's about the sense of smell, an ode to one of our most underrated senses. So sign up and get access to that great article this weekend.
Thanks so much, Amelia. Thanks for sitting in for Summers today. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a great weekend.